It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio, and you are about to enjoy Tucker's Tape on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Our good friend Mark at GoPSURV.com has extended the half-price offer that he had for the Appalachian State game. You can now. Why do I have trouble saying Appalachian State? I should just say App State, right?
Yeah.
For the App State game, he is going to do it again for the Kent State game. There'll be a Friday night tailgate. The 409 barbecue guys will be there. 409 tailgate wine will be there. Shotzi's Brats will be there Friday night. So get your half-price RV from GoPSURV.com for the Kent State game and enjoy the Friday night tailgate. All right, Ross Tucker joined us. First of all, Ross, how you doing?
I am doing great, Andrew.
How was Colgate?
It was a good, ended up being a really good game.
It did.
Adam Bredeman told me about the fantastic finish and going for it on 4th and 10.
Yeah, it actually ended up being a great, great game, which it was not supposed to be. So that was enjoyable. I think people don't realize how good those kids are.
Yeah,
like they're not. It's where Jan Johnson and Brandon Smith and guys like that would have gone.
Right.
Right.
Excelled.
Right. They're not quite. Maybe excelled. I mean, they would have started, but
yeah.
Probably excelled if they're starting.
Yeah,
at Penn
they
State,
were good. Those are two good football players you just
yeah.
named.
I mean, that's where both those guys got recruited by Ivy yeah. League and Patriot League type of schools. Yeah. And then Monday night, I did Virginia Tech, Florida State. And let me just say one thing about that, okay? Actually, let me say two things about that.
All right.
Number one, some of those kids are such freaks of nature. It's really, really impressive. And number two, coaching means a lot.
It means a whole lot.
I mean, Virginia Tech doesn't have better players than Florida State does.
They have better coaching.
They have much better coaching, and that was beyond obvious throughout the game. I'd be scared if I'm a Florida State fan, and that's the first game of my new coach.
Yeah.
Like, at home? At home.
With a raucous crowd.
Like that.
With a raucous crowd.
Yeah. It's a bad look.
In tally.
Real bad look.
Yeah, it was a bad look. Let's talk about Penn State and App State, the overtime game. You watched you got your views on the tape that you wanted to, and we're gonna do as we do all throughout the regular season, you're gonna take a look back and see what stuck out to you, good, bad, and ugly. You're gonna talk about it all and what it means to you going forward. This is your 12 minutes, and I'm going to just start. Do you want me to just go down your list, or do you just want to go right down it? Let's start with specialty.
Well, can I say something first about this?
Yeah.
Just in general?
Why is everybody laughing?
Because we're now at 10 minutes.
Let me just say something, okay? This will always be basically what they need to improve upon or strengths that they need to accentuate in the next game based on what I saw in the previous game.
Gotcha.
So sometimes some of it's good, some of it's bad, but all of it is how it'll play out against Pitt.
Gotcha. So let's start with special teams.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend very much time on this. It was a joke. You know, I mean, the kickoff return for a touchdown. Here's the thing. One of the supposed biggest advantages of a Power 5 team over a Group of 5 team is supposed to be special teams.
Right.
Because your guys running down on kicks on special teams are four-star guys, three-star guys. Whereas a team like App State, they might get a three-star every once in a while, but their special teamers should not. For them, I mean, the opening kickoff, that's one of the issues. I don't know that they'll have issues with that going forward. One of the things that happens is, first of all, that kid for App State could fly.
He could go. I was going to say, that kid could motor.
By the way, just in general, App State has some dudes.
Yeah.
They got I mean, their players. Receivers were good. Their running back's unbelievable. That quarterback was awesome. I mean, we'll talk about the Penn State DBs, but let's not lose sight of the fact their quarterback was kind of awesome in the game.
Their D right? line and linebackers were – they were a full metal
their
jacket.
Their safeties made about a million tackles. Ugh. So anyway, so I think what happened there is it was – I think it was Aaron Monroe and Patrician.
Correct.
I think you can't replicate full speed – in practice, on special teams. So, like, those guys are running down. They're like, all right, we're going to make the tackle here. Because in practice, that guy runs up, but then he slows down. Like, you're not making
right.
full-speed tackles.
Right.
They hadn't gone against a guy that put on the 4-3 after jets, you know, afterburners, and just split them, right? I thought more concerning was probably the onside kick. What are we doing?
Right.
You had to think that that was a possibility.
It was executed flawlessly.
It was. That was so well executed. Penn State guy. They were right. But it didn't look like the Penn State guys had much of a clue that that might be coming.
So special teams disaster. Defensive tackle, reserve defensive tackle Fred Hansard, because Kevin Givens was out, played.
Yeah, he started, and he has a long way to go.
He's not
the
ready.
The nicest way I can phrase that. Yeah. He's slow. About almost a full second slow off the ball compared to everybody else.
Slow.
And he lost his gap at least half the time. I'm surprised that he, based on practice, is their best guy out there to be that next starter, because that, I hope, was a rude awakening for him and an eye-opening experience. He's so slow off the ball that he just kept losing his gap.
I know.
And so you're wondering, like, okay, why are they having all these runs? Or every guy has a gap.
Yeah.
Your job is not to ever try to make up for somebody else. You have to expect that he'll be in his gap. Hansard wasn't. He was a major problem. Major, major problem. That's as nice as I can say, is he has a long way to go, and that he was a major problem.
Starting middle linebacker, making his first start. You read good and bad about Jan Johnson.
Well, I thought overall Jan played pretty darn well.
I thought he played pretty good too.
Led them with 11 tackles, and it's not like he even played all the time.
Right.
You know, I mean, he led them with 11 tackles. So he's also a really physical kid. Like, I don't know that he'll make it through the whole season the way he plays. I mean, he gives so much effort and is so physical and, like, just giving up his body and diving as a guy is going out of bounds or hitting guys. I mean, he's really running himself ragged out there. But I thought for his first start, he played pretty well. You could see on the one time where the quarterback scrambled and he reached out and tripped him.
Shoestring tackle.
Yeah, you could see Jan's limited athleticism.
In space.
But it was just enough to be able to get it, right? Like, that was the play right there where if he doesn't trip the guy – the Penn State coaches are looking at that and they're saying, we can't have that guy. Like, we can't have that guy playing if he can't make that play. Yet, he made it. It might not look pretty, but he made it.
I thought safety Nick Scott looked really good.
Awesome.
I thought he was very, very, very good.
Awesome.
And that's a good
very
thing
good
for
tackler,
State.
Very physical tackler, showed up all over the place. I mean, it felt like Jan Johnson and Nick Scott made pretty much every tackle in the game.
All right, offensive linemen, let's talk about Connor McGovern and Michael Mennett.
So I thought in general, I thought the O-line played well. I saw, full disclosure, I did the Colgate game, right? So I listened to the second quarter on driving back from Colgate back home, and then I went back and watched the game, right? Which is good, because then you can really focus in on certain things. And the way people describe it to me was like, first half, the O-line was terrible. Second half, the O-line was great. I thought they were pretty darn good the whole game.
Yeah, I thought Mennett played really
the
O-line, well.
So McGovern gave up one sack. He got beat outside. Other than that, he was very solid. But you don't want to give up a sack, and that was a costly sack. And I thought Michael Mennett at times was too soft in pass pro. Like, got a little bit too much depth. and isn't as firm in there as he should be. But I don't know what Lime Grover's teaching the guards. I mean, I wanted to kill him. I don't know what, like, if you are freed up in pass protection, right? Like, you're not blocking anybody, Steven Gonzalez. Your guy doesn't come. If your buddy's getting bull rushed, you put your helmet in his ribs as hard as you can, and you try to hear something crunch. They're just standing there as men. I take it seriously because I look at it like, this is your body. I mean, Mennett's getting bull rushed back. He's bowing his back to try to hold up against a 300-pound guy pushing him back. That's not good. That's a strain on his body. That guy is hurting Mennett's body. So what you do as his buddy is you come in and you destroy that guy from the side to help protect your buddy. Multiple times, Mennett's fighting these guys by himself and the guards aren't helping him. If I were like, I hope Lion Grover cussed those guys out. But he still needs to be firmer. He still needs to be stronger and firmer. That's what you're going to lose with him. He's just not He's not as strong of a guy. That's what you're going to lose a little bit with him.
Ross, just real quick, I thought the line got better with Will Fries at right tackle. I thought Chaz Wright just looked like he had some trouble there early, and Fries played almost the whole second half.
I would say, though, I saw some issues with Fries. I can now see watching that why it's not just Fries' job.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Ross, let's talk about the wide receivers. Not a good day overall, I would say, for the wide receivers.
No,
not
I mean, thank goodness for Hamler.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for Hamler and the plays that he made. Number one, their blocking in general was pathetic.
Yeah.
And if you look at, you know how all the plays where like the run would go for no gain or whatever? That was the safeties a lot of times. The offensive line doesn't block that guy.
Right.
Go back and watch the tape. The offensive line had their guys blocked. There's a hole. Their safeties were flying up, which, by the way, is a whole other problem. Penn State has got to run some more deep shots, some deep posts. You cannot let the safeties make tackles for no gains, okay? So that was a problem. But the receivers' blocking was terrible. And then what about the drops? I mean, Juwan Johnson had two drops, I think, and one time it was a third down. He's wide open. Trace McSorley threw the ball 150 miles an hour. That should have been a first down. So, honestly, a lot of Penn State's woes were the receivers, if we're being honest. Because I actually thought the running backs, Miles Sanders and Ray, they're good.
They're good.
They're good. Like, running back, people are like, oh, no more Saquon. Running back's not the issue. In this game, it was the receivers. And it was the tight ends as much as anything. That was the issue. And then conversely, on the defensive side of the ball, it was mainly the DBs and the D-line. I mean, the D-line did not get enough pass rush. And we already talked about Fred Hansard. Enough said there. But the DBs, that's supposed to be a strength. Now, first of all, I said it earlier, the quarterback was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay? But the DBs have to be better at the catch point. They missed a bunch of tackles as a team in general, especially the DBs. I don't know what they're doing tackling-wise. And they dropped like three or four coverages. It was a real bad game for the receivers and DBs. Like, that's where Penn State almost lost the game. Not the front seven on both sides, the DBs on both sides. Because even those runs, the kid was bouncing outside and the DBs were missing. It was Taylor. It was Amani O missing tackles. It wasn't good.
Did you see that throughout the game, or was it just a fourth quarter where it boiled up?
Throughout the game, but the fourth quarter was
right,
more
that
obvious.
Exacerbated.
I will say this. That kid made some of the best throws. I mean, that kid had made a couple throws where I could not believe that the kid was still in bounds. And it was like, I don't know what you could do coverage-wise
right,
on some of those.
Right.
But they got to get better at the catch point. You can't have dropped coverages. And maybe the tackling is just a first game thing because they probably don't live tackle all that much.
All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape. Member guard, stick your helmet in
his ribs
until it crunches. Coming up next, your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
It was so nice GoPSURV.com had to do it twice. Our guy Mark once again doing half price RV sales for Penn State, Kent State. So if you've been looking for a chance to check out what GoPSURV.com has to offer, you get a second chance that weekend. You can come see what they have to offer, including the Friday night before the game. You can check out 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue, Tailgate Wine, Labatt Blue Beer, and Shotzi's Brats. GoPSURV.com lot has so many other features as well. You can check them all out at GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.